You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hey, I'm Elizabeth McQueen, and I have taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. I've got an hour, and I'm going to play nothing but what I want to play because this is my KUTX. There aren't many bands that are my desert island bands, but this is one of them. This is The Band. It was hard to pick a song from The Band because they're all good. But this is one of my favorites, Jemima Surrender. It's a little naughty, and Levon Helm sings like no one else. Man, I would surrender in a heartbeat after hearing that song. I would definitely come over and see that tattoo. I love that song and Robbie Robertson's geometric guitar playing and just those guys singing together is just makes my heart sing. Anyway, Jemima Surrender by The Band. I'm Elizabeth McQueen and this is my KUTX. I get to play whatever I want. And if I get to play whatever I want, there is no way I'm not playing some Elvis Costello because he is my other desert island band. I've been listening to him since I was a teenager, and I think I'll listen to him till the day I die, and I'll never get tired of him. This is off Get Happy, which is my favorite Elvis Costello record. Again, I had a really hard time choosing a track. I love this one. It's The Imposter. He's got double vision, and you want him double jointed. So here we go. Is there anything better than Elvis Costello? I don't think so. I don't know, you know. Well, this next song is by BR549. Now, I didn't grow up listening to country. I had no interest in country at all growing up until I saw this band open up for Bob Dylan when I was about 19. And I just randomly in the used record store in College Park, Maryland, picked up this CD. And this is the first song on it called Even If It's Wrong. And it just instantly converted me to a love of country music. I love this record. I just wore it out. And then I went out and started buying old school country singers like Loretta Lynn and George Jones and then Bob Wills. And man, I was hooked. So this is BR549, Even If It's Wrong. I'm Elizabeth McQueen, and this is my KUTX.
Working for the man just the way my daddy done. And the money I'm making ain't buying much bacon, but when payday comes along, sometimes I gotta do something, even if it's wrong. The telephone keeps ringing and it gets under my skin. Message at the tone. Sometimes I gotta do something, even if it's wrong. Seems the road is getting rougher as I roll on up the hill. Hot times passing by me just like I was standing still. And I'm almost to the top, and I'll go until I drop. Some fall by the wayside, but I've gone too star. The woman of my dreams, she was like a living doll. I sent her far away when she sent me for a fall. She was a digger and the bills got bigger and I was up against a wall. Sometimes you gotta do something, even if it's wrong.
BR549, Even If It's Wrong. I'm Elizabeth McQueen here. It's my KUTX. Man, I don't think I would have moved to Austin if it weren't for that song and that record. I fell in love with country music and was living on the East Coast and just realized, like, man, I gotta go somewhere where they're playing this stuff. So I came down to Austin, Texas, where people dance and where country music is just part of the culture. And when I got here, I also discovered my deep love of Elvis Costello's good friend and early producer, Nick Lowe, and a band he was in with Dave Edmunds called Rockpile. This song is called When I Write the Book, and I think for a while there, I basically just wanted to be Nick Lowe, and I just wanted my band to be Rockpile. Here it is, When I Write the Book.
I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish. like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. I never dreamed how easily. For now I'm just a shadow of the boy I used to be.
Takes me back. That song takes me back to my early 20s, that golden moment when you're unattached and your friends and you are just trying to figure it out and having a great time doing it, man. I used to play the Carousel Lounge every Friday night with my band, the Firebrands, and this song is one of the songs that we would do. And, you know, and at the time, you may not realize it, but for those of you in your early 20s, you're in a golden moment, man. Enjoy it. So that's When I Write the Book by Rockpile. I like that song so much that I put it on my second record, Happy Doing What We're Doing. And, you know, because I just basically wanted to be Nick Lowe. And this next song is also a guy who I basically just wanted to be in my early 20s. His name is Dave Beebe. He had a band called Banana Blender Surprise out of Houston. And then they kind of transformed into a group called the Conrads. They did some of the same songs. I also put this song on my first record because, like I said, I just wanted to be Dave Beebe. It's called I Cross Her Mind, and I love it.
Well, she says she's not free tonight, but I've got time, so that's all right. Now she's out with someone else. When she's out, she don't
and Dave Beebe, Banana Blender Surprise. Ah, such a good band. I used to go see the Conrads, which is kind of his later incarnation, at the Black Cat all the time when I was a young woman in my early 20s. I'm Elizabeth McQueen, so I did my thing. I played a country band. I did some pub rock stuff. And then about 8.5 years ago, I joined a band called Asleep at the Wheel. And when I joined that band, I realized that I really had to learn how to sing. Like, I thought I could sing. And then I joined Asleep at the Wheel, and I started listening to this woman, Chris O'Connell, who's about to sing.